Hey, what's going on, Clipper Nation? It's me, William the Opinion Updike.
Ooh, and I am positively ecstatic, Jeff Mockler.
And we are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network.
Hell yeah.
Fabulous network.
Love it. I love this network.
We're coming at you five times a week with all the new Clippers news.
Yes.
Which is coming in waves, finally.
Yes, finally.
Finally.
Man, I've been searching for tasty waves of Clippers news all quarantine.
You don't have to search hard, buddy.
No, now, thankfully.
Locals only, though. Anyways, we got a heck of a show lined up for you today. We're back on our kind of regular segments now that things are rolling again. So we've got a Thirsty Thursday for you today. We put it out to Clipper Nation what they were thirsty for with this return. Thank you to everybody who sent in those responses. Absolutely. If you'd like to correspond with Locked On Clippers in any capacity, I mean, questions, comments, concerns.
Compliments as well.
Maybe just a roast. Go ahead and get us at Locked On Clips.
There's a reason we don't do video pods anymore.
And then in our second segment, there was media availability again today for the Clippers. So we're going to talk Presser's Vibes, which is becoming a segment daily that I love.
I like Presser Vibes.
If you guys feel differently, once again, get at us at Locked On Clips.
If you caught a different vibe, let us know.
And then in shavings, we have a former Clippers themed shavings, some wholesome content out there for Tobias Harris. Both of us, I think, are unanimously excited about what Jerome could do in the bubble.
I cannot wait for people to hear the so much research went into this. I'm really excited to share.
All right, so stick around for all that and more coming up right about now.
What's up? Welcome to Thirsty Thursday.
Go.
Man, the Foley work is back. Basketball's back! So yeah, just kind of asked Clipper Nation on Twitter what they wanted to see. Got some really good things. CJ Ram Clip wants to see quality coffee time and wonders if Sham, quote-unquote, is good yet.
Okay. A of all, is there ever unquality coffee time?
That's true. Most of the minutes he's been put in, it's like...
I guess it depends on how you look at this. In quality time, do you mean you want him to see more substantial minutes? Cannot promise that.
Yeah.
Will he look quality in the minutes he's allowed? I think so.
Doc uses him so well.
Yeah.
It's such a... I think it's a testament to how good of a coach Doc is, too, to be like, hey, here's this guy who a lot of us... I mean, before the season started, we're like, oh, yeah, Amir Coffey. I wasn't totally familiar with his style of play. Or what he
his could, body of work.
His body of work, what he could do at the NBA level. But every time he's been put into situations by Doc, he's either succeeded or not completely fallen on his face, which if you're in Coffey's kind of place on the team, that's as good as it can go.
Yeah, I agree. I'm equally thirsty for this. I'm curious to see what he can do. I mean, for better or worse, and I'm going to say for better, he has become part of the limited young core moving forward for the Clippers.
Yeah, he was the biggest, what was the joke? He was the biggest beneficiary of, I can't remember who got traded away, but it was just like, oh, Amir Coffey's here. Like,
yeah.
He's getting a bunch of minutes.
Definitely. So I agree with CJ Ram Clip. Like, I'm thirsty to see how he's looking. You know, I think it's always interesting with a lot of role players on the Clippers this year, but it's always interesting to see these guys, you know, not play for a few games and then come in and be in rhythm. I think I think that's a skill that guarantees you a place in the NBA.
And if you're Coffey, you've kind of had to do that. Like, you're like, okay, I got my spot. I got to do well.
Definitely.
If you look at his stats with the Clippers in the NBA, the splits aren't good.
Nope.
but we've seen his defense and we've seen, you know, he gets in passing lanes. He's a twitchy guy. Like, if there's a fast break, Coffey is a guy who whoever has the ball can look to and just hurl the ball to.
Yeah.
And he'll probably get finished.
I think that, you know, as his confidence increases, as his just time reading schemes at the NBA level increases, I think his defense will be there too.
You think about the situation he came in with so much unevenness with how the Clippers were. And it was like, dude, you don't look horrible. Like, we like it. And as far as the Sham thing, man, I have no idea. We're not going to know until Doc won't know.
We'll talk more about this in the next segment about the presser, but there's a lot of murkiness surrounding players' arrival to the bubble.
Yeah.
Some kind of cheeky responses that we'll get into in the next segment.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm hoping that Sham is all good. I just hope that he's able to practice a little bit of his shot. Not that he needs the practice, but... Hey. Getting back into rhythm, being
reps help.
But reps, you know, they don't hurt.
That's very true. Step Back Tree, shout out Ben. We hope you're doing well, buddy. Says for them to not look like they've been on a 4-month break.
I love this.
Which Davey Neubauer had a similar one. He was like, the intensity, Davey's biggest disappointment with the team was before COVID was the lack of intensity on defense. So I think these both kind of tie into each other. Because we talked about it. When you're only hearing Zoo talk on the floor, things are usually going bad.
I agree. Yeah, shout out Step Back Tree.
And no disrespect to Zoo.
But shout out Davey Neubauer.
Yeah.
I mean, I think this is great. I think... So I don't want to say there's been a lack of intensity, but I agree, like, with what you said on the lack of communication. I think that's something that, is a natural... It's a natural side effect of people not being fully comfortable or integrated yet, which is going to happen when you don't have a fully healthy roster until February.
Yeah, it's hard to communicate with guys who you're like, oh, okay, cool. Like, this is how I know how to tell you to do this. This is how I know to tell you to do this. Because everyone's different, especially, I mean, on the Clippers. We have a bunch of personalities.
100%. 100%. So, yeah, I think that we will see that intensity ratcheted up. And also... I thought that what we saw in March defensively was more indicative.
Yeah, I was like, indicative? Is that the weed version of indicative?
Yes, it is.
Is that your new weed store? It's a weed
poetry. Dude, that's not a bad name.
Yeah, no one take this. If you're listening, do not.
This is trademarked. This is trademarked. By saying it on air, it's trademarked.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Anyways, I think that they showed what they can do defensively a little bit better, you know, just A,
right,
once everybody, yeah, once everybody was healthy. And then, you know, you have guys on the team who will always set the tone defensively.
100%.
You know, like, Bev is never going to be out there half-assing it.
No. Whole-assing it.
Firmly whole-assing it. Two peaches, if you will. And I think Paul George, the intensity is going to be greater now that he's just fully healthy.
I agree very much so. Meerkat John has a sentiment that I think a lot of us share that actually wasn't brought up as much as I thought it would be. All Meerkat John wants is a completely healthy team by the time the postseason starts.
I love it.
Couldn't agree more.
I love it.
Like, it's not, I mean, if you're, yeah, Clippers fans, it's like, can we just not have any surprises? A lot of Zoo questions.
Okay.
We don't know.
Nothing.
We're going to talk about this more in the next segment, but I mean, we don't. There's just no info.
I haven't scoured over his socials in a while. Have you taken a look?
Tomer Azarli, if you're not following Tomer, go follow Tomer. He posted a thing where Zoo, I think on his story, posted a picture of him and Noah, and it said like...
Noah posted that.
Noah posted it, excuse me. Who was like, oh, this will be soon.
But there was a great picture from, the before times,
yes,
of Zoo and Noah sitting and talking to one another, and it said soon.
Yeah.
Little ominous?
I think it's going to be excited. I also love this, like, hey, Zoo, your vet is Noah. This is what's happening. Like, it's firmly just like, I love that this is who we're giving to Zoo.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great. I think...
Zoo's already a better shooter than Noah is in terms of form, so...
Hey now.
Now. I'm going by Ralph Lawler. Who would Ralph Lawler rather see shoot a free throw? Zoo or Noah?
No, Zoo does low-key or high-key have kind of a nice stroke.
Yeah. Anything else that you maybe want to see? This kind of covered, like, the gamut, at least for me, like, personally. It was, like, health. I just would like to literally see Zoo would be nice.
Yeah.
I'm itching to see these coffee minutes, too.
I want to see... I want to see who's got the biggest fish. Trez, according
to... Has anyone not caught a fish?
According to Lou's Instagram story, Trez was teaching some folks how to fish.
Pat Bev, one of them.
Yeah. But Paul George, also a noted angler. Yeah. We've seen some photos of Reggie. I want to know, A, who's winning the big bass tournament?
Yeah.
B, what are they winning? I'm thirsty for it.
So you asked, I think on last pod, it does seem to be catch and release. Because the last clip I saw Trez, he released it.
Yeah.
In a much more respectful way than Ben Simmons.
So I would think in a stocked pond of that size, naturally, I haven't been to the resort. I'm not.
What?
Sorry, I'm not a big Disney guy.
You love Orlando.
I'm not a big Disney guy. I haven't been to Florida since my grandparents moved out.
Okay.
but... I would think that you would catch and release in that small of an area.
Yeah.
man. I'm a bit of a fisherman myself.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're a bit of an angler. An anglersman, I believe, is what is known in the circles. Let us know what you're
thirsty for. I prefer a fish boy.
Let us know what you're thirsty for at Locked On Clips, at Will Updike, at Charles Mockler. Coming after this, we're talking presser vibes, which I like this segment too. It's a good time.
But you know what we need to talk about first?
What the hell do we need to talk about first?
Auto parts.
Rock auto.
If you live in Los Angeles, you probably have a car.
I do.
And the thing is, cars need parts.
You're damn right. And gas.
Where do you get them?
My landlord has a bunch of old car parts in the backyard.
So very true. It's a mess through back there. But you know what? That's not efficient. What is efficient? Going to rockauto.com.
Hell yeah.
They're a family business. They've been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years, which is as old as the internet.
It's absurd.
So go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules to brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet.
Mm.
Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door.
What's up?
Best part, rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle. Choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, even bester, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now to see all the parts available for your car, truck, minivan, full-size van, kidnapping van. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you, unless you're a kidnapper. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com.
RockAuto.
All right.
Okay. Well, go ahead, sir. Step on your toes.
No, you go.
Welcome to Presser Vibes.
Hey.
I love Presser Vibes.
It's a vibe. Catch a wave.
Catch a wave. One of the nice things about, one of the weird things about quarantine, if you're a Clippers fan and you're following Miriam, Lucas Hahn, Farbad, Chomer, Jovan, we're all kind of putting out the same information.
Yeah.
Because of how the pressers are.
Yes.
But there's vibes to be discussed, I feel like. And the presser vibes today, I myself had a work call, so I missed a bit of Doc's part. The presser vibe was great today.
Yes, it was. After a little bit of a lull.
Yeah, Trez was the first to speak, and he came up and he was wearing a mask, which was fair. Love to see that. I think it's the first clip where we've seen wearing a mask up.
Well, I think thing. You, I mean, yes.
Well, just into the presser thing. I'm not saying like ever, obviously. I will say I've seen Trez wearing a mask more recently than I have seen Landry wearing a mask.
Hi-yo.
But Trez came up. He seemed a little like, what the hell are we doing here? Which is fair. I'd maybe think that too if I was about to go to practice. But Miriam Swanson opened up the whole presser with a fantastic question, asking Trez if he would use the snitch line. And what did he say, Will?
Do I look like a player that would use that line?
He does not. He will not be using that line, which I think makes me happy. Not surprised there.
No, not at all.
If he was going to snitch on anyone, it'd be on Lou, too, as like a fun joke, I feel like.
Yeah, well, so that's the thing that still needs to come to light about the entirety of this line. What are they saying?
Yeah, how does the person on the other end of the phone answer it? Hello, Grandestino snitch line. Like, what do they say? Is it Adam Silver?
Oh, man.
He's on an old switchboard, like when you had to like put the plugs. I'm not that old. Trez was also asked about kind of him and Lou's chemistry with the pick and roll and just in general.
Which I think was a great question.
Greif asked that, I believe. Shout out Andrew Greif.
Shout out Andrew Greif. And, you know, he basically stated that that's not something that you're going to lose over a few month period. Yeah. You know, normally in the off season, Trez lives with Lou. They spend a bunch of time together.
Plays so much, maybe even more basketball than during the NBA season.
Yeah, I mean, hard to quantify, but definitely basis, a lot. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's great to hear. I personally wasn't worried about this. Were you worried about this?
Not really. The Clippers media team, shout out Charlie Widows also.
Shout out Charlie Widows.
Hope you're doing well. They posted a pic of, I think I remember what the caption was, but it was just an obviously when Trez pick and roll. And I was like,
yeah.
Man, I'm never
I think the caption was something like old reliable or something like that.
Yeah, it's like the pick and roll is theoretically one of the simplest plays you can run in basketball. But it reminds me of the old Bruce Lee quote of like, I'm not afraid of the man who's practiced 1,000 different techniques once I'm afraid of the man who's practiced one technique 10,000 times. I'm butchering that quote, but that is the Luantrez pick and roll.
Mm.
Like that, it doesn't matter what defense you throw at it. It's over.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, it's been written about a bunch of times and we've talked about it a bunch of times. But there's just so many, they just find so many ways and little improvisations to make that work.
Yeah, little shoulder bumps. Like they're just so, they're both, I don't think Trez gets enough credit. And you can correct me if I'm wrong. Trez is smoother at running the pick and roll than people give him credit for in terms of those little bumps and stuff like that. You don't have the best pick and roll of all time without the roller also being smooth with his body and understanding how to use it.
I mean, and a phenomenal finisher. I mean, we've talked about it, but like his finishing has only continued to improve.
Which is insane when you look at his percentages.
Yeah, I don't think that that would take a step back, even having some time off. I think that, I guess touch is one of those things that comes with practice, but it's also kind of like if you have soft hands, I think you have soft hands.
I'm one of those people who like as touch is something you're born with, I think. I firmly believe that. It's,
but it can improve.
No, it can improve, but you got to have a base level.
You have it or you don't.
If you don't have the base level, I mean, I don't know.
And I think that is also one of the bigger benefits of having Trez, who is certainly undersized for a typical or prototypical center.
Yeah. Are we also not talking about enough how Jokin can help Trez on defense? They're both not the biggest centers.
Yeah.
And in terms of defense, I mean, Joakim's Joakim. He has wisdom to give.
Yeah.
So I think one of the things that's maybe kind of getting, not overlooked, that kind of has a negative connotation to it, but like Joakim's going to help Trez's defense out a lot, I think.
Yeah, I could see that.
Trez also said he's been focusing on two clothing lines. One of them is called Underdog. You should go check that out. Not sure what the new one is called. But he mentioned that former NBA great Brandon Jennings has helped him with the process.
Hey.
Which is tight.
Yeah.
He also mentioned he's been just really focusing on that given everything going on. So it's been a nice kind of release for him. So it's like, Trez seems like he's doing well, man.
Yeah.
I got,
which is good after, you know, after it seems like he's had maybe some dark times. Absolutely. Just looking on social media.
And then, what was the best part of this presser?
Oh, man. A, Jamichael Green is back in the bubble.
Yes.
B, opened with a huge smile.
He's so happy.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jamichael Green. He had a loss in his family, which is very tough. That's why he wasn't there. He was fully healthy. We hope him and, you know, the fam is doing well. Losses are always difficult. He was asked, you know, on coming to the bubble, and he said it was a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I mean, I don't know. We've kind of talked to Jamichael off and on over the couple years we've covered the team. And he's always jovial, you know, like he'll talk and stuff like that. He had
I don't know if I would describe him as jovial.
I always see him laughing, I guess. But he had kind of like an edge in a good way, like a Clippers focused edge. Like someone asked him, you know, if he's been paying attention to all this other stuff. And he said, I haven't been paying attention to anything non-Clippers related. He also said he's been watching YouTube from his play from last season. And it's like, dude, I'm so jacked up
as
for Jamichael to get back.
As you should. Which kind of tied into, we're going to be talking Doc next, but Doc was asked about the possibility of running a little bit smaller, which, you know, he has teased kind of all season. Still no.
Every season of our lives, Doc has teased small ball. Remember when Gallo was playing? Anyway, that's a discussion for a different pod.
But yeah, still no definitive answers on what that could look like. But certainly I would think, given the unfortunate, whatever situation is going on with Zoo coming to the bubble, I would think that they'd have a little bit more time to kind of work in at least some reps with these sort of lineups.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Jamichael just had like, I mean, I don't know what I expected. I didn't expect Jamichael to just be the second person at the presser today. That mm-hmm. was great. I don't know what I expected from it, but this was like, oh shit, okay. Like, I'm really excited to see what Jamichael can do. He's a bubble darling guy, I think.
Could be, yeah. I would definitely leave him in there as a candidate.
A user on Twitter mentioned that through 8 games at the beginning of this season, Jamichael was number 1 in three-pointers made. And it's like, hey, it's there. We all saw it in the playoffs. I think in those 8 games, we're going to see some Jamichael at the 5 or, you know, the weird maybe Trez at the 5 and Jamichael at the 4 type thing. And it's going to be nice.
Yeah. I guess it just depends on when Morris comes to the bubble, like what those kind of lineups look like.
Yeah.
There's still so much up in the air about that. Also, Doc pretending to know that Jermichael wasn't there said he surprised the hell out of him at practice.
Let's get to the Doc situation. He was like, so Doc, as always, unless it has to do with, I think, what is happening on the court, pretends that he knows absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Like, he's always like, what?
At the same time, like, I understand the standpoint. I don't know how much you're supposed to give away or, like, how much you should really let out if you don't have to.
For sure. But the quote about Jermichael surprising him when he walked in, I'm like, Doc, no one texted you that Jermichael was out of quarantine.
We knew that Jermichael was in Orlando and was going through the 2 days.
Yeah, it's like, you knew, which is great. But, yeah, so he wants to tinker with the lineups in practice. He mentioned only lineups with only one big, which I'm like, okay, we only have two in Orlando right now, theoretically, so that's good. And then some with only wings and guards.
Yeah.
Which, that checks out. I'm into that. And just kind of better acclimate Marcus Morris, senior, and Reggie Jackson to the Clippers' offensive and defensive schemes. That's from a Jovan Buha tweet. Shout out, Jovan, working hard for the Athletic. The Reggie Jackson inclusion on the offensive and defensive schemes, I think, I don't know, I feel like he's got the offensive schemes down pretty well. You know, I'm just not on Doc, but I just wouldn't have guessed Reggie was a guy who'd be named with someone, you know, kind of wanting to fit in with the
I mean, yeah, thus far, for sure. We've talked about it a bunch, but obviously the tandem with him and Lou has worked so well. I think if you wanted to do something with a more defensive-oriented backcourt, I think that Pat and Reggie could work really well.
Oh, yeah.
Because either of them, you know, can go to the rim or distribute.
And if they're both shooting well, fuck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Like. Yeah. And I think, I think Pat has grown so much as a distributor. And obviously, like, I've talked about it a bunch of times, but his floater game has been so underrated. Yeah. I think, you know, there are times when being off ball, he's not going to get a lot of attention. So I think that opens up a huge opportunity for him to get more shots.
Absolutely. Doc had a fantastic joke as well. He talked about he was going to report Popovich and LeBron on the hotline. He said, we're going to be the only team left when I'm done with this hotline thing. Doc's ready.
Yeah.
Like, we talked about it right before we started recording, but, like, Doc giving the press shit is a great sign that
Everything's okay. Yeah.
If Doc was out there, like, knocking the stool over when he walked up to the presser or, like, you know, cutting people off or something, like, Doc's ready.
Wearing sunglasses to the presser.
Bro, okay, wait. It depends what kind of sunglasses they are.
They're blue blockers.
Bro, if you're rocking shooting glasses, I'm like, we're done.
They're really fast Oakleys.
they're the Oakley Thumps that had the horrible earbud in it. The presser vibe was great. Pretty sure there's going to be one that we can report for the Friday episode. The pressers have gotten pleasanter and pleasanter. Less food questions today, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, I mean, we're just getting closer to play. It's palpable. It's palpable in the remote press room.
Yes.
It's palpable amongst the team.
It's palpable in my kitchen when I'm watching the pressers.
That's just something to look forward to for any Clippers fan. Like, we're coming back, and we're coming back strong.
So strong. Coming up after this, we're talking former Clippers-themed shavings with a revelation that may shock you.
All right. So, former Clippers-themed shavings. Happy birthday, Toby.
Oh, man. Tobias Harris' birthday today, recording this. A critical piece in how the Clippers got to where we are right now.
Oh, 100%. I mean, if he wouldn't have, I mean, I would say comfortably overperformed what we thought we were receiving.
Post-Blake trade.
Yeah, what we were receiving in that trade. Clearly, the Clippers aren't where they are now.
We don't get Sham.
Yeah.
Like, we don't get picks that are used later. He came in and was.
We don't get Zoo.
We don't get to this. We don't get to. We're good for this bubble because we're championship favorites. Like, I mean, hope he's doing it. Mike Scott, another former Clipper great, decorated his hotel door for his birthday. Shout out Tobias. Man, I'm going to watch some old Tobias highlights. It's only from the first half, but they're going to be a fun time to watch.
Yikes.
And no, you know, Tobias is great. But I have something here that I want to talk about. I asked on Twitter like what people wanted to see. Some hilarious genius said not Jerome Robinson, which it's like, look, bro, he hasn't been on the team for a while. Let it go. You know?
He's doing his best.
What are you giving Jerome shit for? He's living his best life.
Jerome, in D.C., great Chinatown over there.
Great food. Jerome is going to be a bubble darling, and I will put money on that.
Well, here's the thing. Somebody's got to score for the Wizards, right?
From beyond the arc.
Theoretically.
Someone has to.
No Bertans, no Beal, no Thomas.
So, yeah, their top three-point shooters based on attempts per game this year are, like you said, Bertans, not there. Bradley Beal, not there. Isaiah Thomas, not on the team. Shabazz Napier, there, but he's Shabazz Napier. And Jordan McRae, who plays for the Pistons. And then CJ Miles, who's not on the team. And then Jerome. So of their top, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys, in terms of three-point attempts, only 2 of them are in the bubble right now.
Totally.
And will be.
Yeah.
So someone has to take these threes, and it's going to be Jerome. Like, who else is it going to be on that team?
Oh, and unfortunately, I think IT might have been waived.
Yeah, like, he's gone. So it's literally, Jerome is their three-point offense right now. Like, he's the only guy. So based on that, he's going to have the volume. And you pointed this out before you were recording, his social media presence has been a little heavier than usual.
Yeah, so I think that Rum Cold Bucks.
What a great name. That's a I made my Twitter in high school name.
Oh, yeah. He's been a lot more active on Twitter lately, which I think just speaks to kind of his confidence returning.
Really good
call. Which would be great to see. I mean, obviously, there were issues. With his tenure, especially towards the end there with the Clippers.
And a little bit in the beginning.
Yeah.
Just a logjam with the guard. We've talked about it. You know, he was put in, unless you're Shea, mm-hmm. It's a difficult position. Literally, if you look at it like that, you take 2 guards in that draft.
A difficult social dynamic to break into.
It absolutely is. Man, that's a, we'll explain that later. But no, like, he hit the half-court shot to help the Wizards not practice as much as they should have, which, hey, good thing he hit the shot. Maybe they didn't need to practice. He caught a big-ass fish, mm-hmm. which seems to be a rite of passage for anyone in the bubble who's going to be a darling especially. The time is perfect for Jerome to become a Washington Wizards fan favorite.
I hope so, man.
He's already hit 1 game winner. It's more than Michael Porter Jr.
Only one good thing's for him.
Stronger back than Michael Porter Jr.
Stronger back.
Man, shout out Jerome. Also, you know who hasn't tweeted us in a while? That dude who hates Jerome. I can't remember what that guy's name is, but I hope he's doing okay.
We haven't been singing his praises enough.
No. Anything else in shavings? You want to get off your chest, talk about anything?
No, I mean, I've just been overall loving the Orlando bubble quarantine birthday celebrations. Yes. I feel like it's very relatable.
It is. It's dorm life. Like, it's like weird dorm life or AAU tournaments. Like, Trez talked about how I think AAU nationals are played where they're playing.
Oh, wow.
So he's like, a lot of us, the younger players, have been here before.
Totally.
Like, literally in this one spot.
Yeah. Also, was today, I think it was Doc's first mention of Chicago in a presser.
Oof. I should have taken a shot.
yeah, he said that he didn't play AAU, but his kids did in Chicago.
That's basically calling Pat Bev a kid from Chicago. That counts. Man, Doc and AAU. Did AAU exist when Doc played basketball?
I don't know.
I don't think travel basketball did. That about wraps up for this Thursday episode, I think.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah. Friday's episode, 5-star Tart returns.
That's right. 5-time Tart.
5-time Tart, excuse me. I'm just trying to make him sound a little better. We're going to have a Love, Mary quarantine, some bubble updates.
Yeah. Maybe a presser vibe. We'll see.
Maybe we'll do a presser with Dr. Tarchi. We'll figure it out. Will, where can these friendly people find us?
You should check us out on iTunes. Go ahead and subscribe. Leave a rating or review.
Hell yeah.
We love it. It helps us out. Mm-hmm. We're also on Spotify. We're on French streaming app Deezer. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Locked On Clippers.
It'll play it if it's a smart speaker.
If it's smart enough.
I'll tell you one thing. Mine is not. We thank you so much. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I am William the Opinion Updike. We appreciate you.